live in the Fishers area? Then keep your peepers open for a peeper on the loose. Good morning. Police and Fishers are reminding people to keep their blinds closed at night and their outside lights on. The warning comes after a suspected peeping Tom was caught looking at a young girl through a window at the Wellington Place Apartments Tuesday night. An officer saw the man standing behind the apartment but couldn't find him after he ran off. A Hoosier filmmaker is highlighting the 20th anniversary of the O.J. Simpson murder trial in a documentary airing tonight on the Investigation Discovery Channel. Log on to our web for my conversation with Nicole Rittenmeyer. Colts owner Jim Irsay believes his chronic hip and back pain is what led him to lose his way with pain medication. In an interview with the Indianapolis Star, Irsay maintains that he's been alcohol-free for more than a decade and continues to attend AA meetings. Orlando Larkins posted 17 points and 11 rebounds to guide the Fever to a 76-68 win over the Storm at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Natasha Howard and Shavonte Zellis each added 13 points for Indiana, which improved to 5-4. The Fever face the Sun on Tuesday. The Miami Heat look to even up the NBA Finals tonight as they host the San Antonio Spurs, this in Game 4 at American Airlines Arena. Tip is at 9 p.m. And if you're looking for something fun to do today, downtown is the place to be if you like strawberries. The 49th Annual Christ Church Cathedral Strawberry Festival gets underway this morning at 9 a.m. on Monument Circle. More than 300 volunteers will be on hand to serve around 6 tons of strawberries and 18,000 homemade shortcakes. Sounds tasty, huh? Proceeds go to local nonprofit outreach groups. A mix of clouds and sun today. We think the rain will hold off for a bit today. A high of 82. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day and log on for all of the headlines at tlcnaptown.com.